know the bright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks, happy thoughts run through her head, as he whispers low with this ring, I wish. Golden rain.
Time in Newry job market for a water polo coach. You should hold a recognized coaching qualification.
Admission is only £3 for this terrific night's entertainment. Anne Breen live on stage with her fabulous backing band this Monday, October the 28th at the Swan Inn, Georgia Street, Florida.
In a small two-room apartment, as they passed the final round, he said you won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town.
She says one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door. Golden rain, with one tiny little stone cast aside, like the love that's been gone by itself. It's just a cold, mechanic thing, only love can make a golden wedding. In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display. A golden ring.
And that was Tommy Wynette and George Jones and Golden Ring, and that went out especially to Stacia Bourne on the Rathbeal Road, and also to Ellen and Richard Slattery, and they also live on the Rathbeal Road. And we're going over now to the Malahide, and it's Parnell Cottages in Malahide, to say hello to Lily McCabe, and also to Elsie Dignam and Elsie's son Brian. And for you we have Country Joe MacDonald and Holy Roller.
Thank you. Clothes were never clean. My mind was filthy and my language was obscene. I used to expose myself to people out on the street. Now when I feel the urge to sin, I just fall down on my knees and I think,
holy Lord, no one's time for me.
And that was Country Joe McDonnell and Holy Roller, and that went out especially to Lily McCabe in Parnell Cottages in Malahide, and also to Elsie Dignam and her son Brian, and I hope that you all enjoy that. And now we're going to Lathmore Park, and we're going to say good morning to Doreen and Willie McKittrick. And for you, Doreen and Willie, we have Billy Joe Spears and Blanket on the Ground.
Come and look out through the window. That big old moon is shining down. Tell me now, don't it remind you of a blanket on the ground? Remember back when love first found us, which go slipping out of town. And we love beneath the moonlight, on a blanket on the ground. I'll get the blanket from the bedroom, and we'll go walking once again to that spot down by where our sweet love burns. Just because we are married don't mean we can't live around. So let's walk out through the moonlight and lay the blanket on the ground. Thank you.
October 26th, Tesco will be giving away double tokens.
And that was Billy Joe Spears and Blanket on the Ground, going out especially to Doreen and Willie McKittrick, and they live in Lathmore Park. And if you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Neil coming to you from Swords. And if you would like a request or dedication played, why not ring us at 403-629. And we're going over to the Common Thief now, and we're going to say hello to Bridie O'Rourke. And I hope, Bridie, that you're listening in this morning, because we have Slim Whitman coming up, and he's going to sing for you, I Remember You.
You're the one who made my dreams come true, a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. My life is through, and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I will tell them I remember you. I remember to a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I remember.
Slim Whitman and a song entitled I Remember You, and that went out especially to Bridie O'Rourke, and Bridie lives over there in the Commons East. And we're going over the Rathfield Road again now to say hello to Kathleen and Philip Markey. And for you, Kathleen and Philip, we have a song from Susan McCann, and it's Rainy Days and Stormy Nights.
Rainy days and stormy nights. Oh, the crawling night.
Sisters and Cam and Rainy Days and Stormy Nights, going out especially to Kathleen and Philip Markey, and they live over there on the Rugby Road. We're going up to Nevinstown now to say good morning to Maisie Falcon. And for you, Maisie, we have a song from John Denver, and it's Grandma's Set of Red.
The boys just up off the floor. We used to go down to Grandma's house every month in the store. We had pecan pies and the ham, homemade butter on the bread. But the best darn thing about Grandma's house was a great big man's bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese and the horn was a top for the chick. We had whole 8 kids and 4 hound dogs and a fish we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's and a bed. After supper we'd sit around the fire, the old folks would sit and chew. All would talk about the farm and the war, and Granny'd sing a ballad or two. I'd sit and listen and watch the fire till the cobwebs filled my head. Next thing I'd know, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the old feather bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, and the whole was fought for a chick. They had whole 8 kids and 4 hound dogs, and a figure we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. Well, I love my ma, I love my pa, I love Granny, Grandpa too. I've been fishing with my uncle, I wrestle with my cousin, I even kiss Aunt Lou. Ooh, but if I ever had to make a choice, I guess it ought to be sick. But I'd trade them all, but the gal down the road, for Grandma and the man. I'd trade them all, but the gal down the road. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, off of this downy chick. It was made from the feathers of 4 to 11 geese, and the whole book was lost 4 to 6. And it hold 8 kids, 4 hound dogs, and a piggy we stole from the shed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed. We didn't get much sleep, but we had a lot of fun on Grandma's feather bed.
John Denver and Grandma's Feather Bed, and that one out especially to Maisie Clarkin, and Maisie lives up there in Nevinstown. And the time now here at Radio Mingail is 9 minutes past 11. And after Maisie we have a request now for Micheál and Teresa Mackin, and they live in Seatown Crescent. And for you, Micheál and Teresa, we have a song from Philomena Begley, and Teardrops Are Smarter Than You Think.
Teardrops are smarter than you think. They come and go in a wink. It's a wonder they know when to stop or when to blow. Little teardrops are smarter than you think. When you're all aren't always right. Little tears are always waiting for a home that will pay the price. Tears
They know when to stop and when to flow. Little teardrops are smarter than you think.
That was Philomena Begley, and Teardrops Are Smarter Than You Think, and that went out to Micheál and Theresa Mackin, and they live in Seatown Crescent. And we're going across the road now to Seatown Villas to say hello to Joan and Tom Savage, and they live at number 69. And for you, we have Marty Robbins, and the song entitled, Is There Any Chance?
Is there any chance that you and I can start all over? Will you stay or try? Is there any chance that you may be still a little bit in love with me? Do I feel it when we say hello? Or is it just because I'm hoping so? Do you still have faith in our romance? Will you tell me, is there any chance? Is there any chance your heart may try to trust again? Is there any chance that you and I can start all over? Will you say you try? Is there any chance that you may be still a little bit in love?
And that was Marty Robbins and a song entitled Is There Any Chance, and that went out especially to Joan and Tom Savage, and they live down there at 69 Seatown Villas. And we're going up now to Glasmore Park, and last week on my way home from the station I met Breda Tinley, and Breda was sitting glued to the radio until 12:30 waiting for her dedication. And I hope, Breda, that you're listening in this morning, because Breda said I was a terrible nice girl that I didn't include her last week. So you can breathe out now again, breathe. That's all I'm going to say. But I didn't forget you this morning. And for yourself and for Noel and all the family, I hope that you'll enjoy Larry Cunningham and Killarney and you.
Far off Killarney, bright sun is shining o'er the green fields, all the wildflowers grow fair. To the Cayennes I left there, my poor heart is pining. Daytime and nighttime, I long to be there. I long to be there, where the shamrocks are growing, to walk in the clover, all heavy with you, to smell the sweet fragrance the south winds are blowing, and to whisper again love's sweet story to you. Killarney, Killarney, the place where I love, with its lakes clear and bright in the blue skies above, where we told love's sweet story and vowed we'd be true. I am sighing tonight for Killarney and
that was Larry Cunningham and Killarney and You, and that went out especially to Breda and Noel Tinley, and they live in Glasmore Park. And I hope that you enjoyed that, Breda. I didn't forget you today. And I'd just like to remind you again that our telephone number here at Radio Na Gael for your requests and dedications is 403-629. And from Glasmore now we're going over to the Donaghys, and we're going to say hello to Mrs. Bridget O'Donoghue. And for you, we have a song from Gloria and A Special Place.
The ghost, pretty good. Something happened, things aren't going like they should. When you get so disappointed, just be glad you have a special place, a special place to go. I've got a special place in the morning, got a special place in the evening, got a special place. Just be glad you have a special place to go. I remember when my mother used to teach me right from wrong. Read the good book in the evening, guided each day with a song. When her heart was full of trouble, when her heart was full of woe, she has got as her special place, her special place. I've got a special place in the morning, got a special place in the evening, got a special place. Hallelujah, when you're feeling lonely and when you're feeling low, just be glad you have a special place to go. Now that I'm getting older, trouble's coming day by day. When I see I just can't take it, I get on my knees and I pray. When I ask the Lord to help me, and He helps me, oh, man, I know I'm so good. have a special place, a special place to go. I've got a special place. In the morning, got a special place. In the evening, got a special place. Hallelujah, when you're feeling lonely and when you're feeling low. Glad you have a special place to go. Just be glad you have a special place to go.
That was Gloria and a special place, and that went out especially to Mrs. Bridger O'Donoghue, and she lives over there in the Donoghue. And we're going down now to Lusk to say hello to Olive and Paddy Delaney and to their children Lillian, James, Jennifer and David. And this dedication comes to you from your friend up here in Swords, who says she will see you tomorrow for sure. And in the meantime, we have a song from Big Tom and this Indian Reservation.
I tell you a tale of a sad little boy, someone should have been mine. But he happened to roam from an orphan's home, and no one there could find him. He had no ma, and he had no pa, no friend or no relation. So he wasn't their kin, he wandered into the Indian reservation. The old chief grinned as he stroked his chin, and he thought it a real surprise. A little white foe many years ago would have sparked an Indian rising. But the chief was kind and said, never mind, I think on this occasion. This pretty young squaw can be your ma in the Indian reservation. Then the old chief taught him the knowledge he sought of the Indian craft and culture. He warned of the strife of the city life, the rat race and the vulture. Then as time went by, he realized that a real full-grown Caucasian would no longer dwell, so he said farewell to the Indian reservation. Now it wasn't the end of his Indian friends, no, he would not forget them. He recalled his joy as a sad little boy the day that he first met them. But to live in the whirl of a white man's world, he'd need some education. Learn different ways from his childhood days in the Indian reservation. Well, it came to pass that he learned so fast, he gained some high position. His major fight was the Indian's flight, and he told it with precision. Of the stolen land on a scale so grand, and the near extermination. And the final sin of herding them in to the Indian reservation. Well, I had to agree with his policy, though they tried hard to reject it. But they had to bow, cause he was by now president-elect. Little Indian boys were all overjoyed, what a wonderful sensation. To live so free and never to be in the Indian reservation. I'm sad to reveal this story ain't real, but she was only dreaming. And he thought as he lay, he'd heard folks say that dreams may have some meaning. Now he wanted to know why the dragon was so, and he showed some agitation. But as they replied, the old man died as he heard this revelation. A little white boy has wandered in to a reservation.
And that was Big Tom and Indian Reservation, and that one out especially to Olive and Paddy Delaney and to their children Lillian, James, Jennifer and David, and they all live down there at Minister's House in Lough. Anna comes to you from your friend up here in Swords, who says she will definitely see you tomorrow. And we're going to have a change now from country and western music just for this next dedication. And this number is at the moment number one in Top of the Pops. Don't switch off, because it is a lovely song. And it's going out as a special dedication to Mr. and Mrs. Brophy, and they live over there in Yellow Walls in Malahide. A beautiful song, as I said, and a beautiful singer. She is Jennifer Rush, and the song is The Power of Love.
I'll do all that I can.
And that was Jennifer Rush and the song that is currently number one in Top of the Pops, and the beautiful song there, The Power of Love. And that one out especially to Mr. and Mrs. Brophy, and they live over there in Yellow Walls and Malahide. And if you like Elaine Page, I'm sure you will have enjoyed Jennifer Rush singing that song. And we're going over now to the Commons, and we're going to say hello to Joe and Nora and Dolly. And this dedication has just come in on the phone, and it comes to you from Elsie and Percy. And it's Paddy Riley and the town I love so well.
I'm going to do a song that very kind to me, they believe, over the years. The song, in fact, is I'm going to rock my soul on the bosom of nature. No, it's a song written by a good friend of mine, Phil Colbert, about his hometown Derry. I will always see the town that I have loved so well, where our schools played ball by the gas yard wall, and we laughed through the smoke and smell. Going home in the rain, running up the dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, in the town I love so well. In the early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Craigus, the moor and the bog, while the men on the dole played a mother's role for the children and hen walked all. And when time got wrong, there was just about enough, but they saw it through without complaining. For deep inside was a burning pride for the town I love so well. There was music there in the dairy, yes, like a lang that we could all understand. I remember the day when I earned my first pay as I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was sad to leave it all behind me. For I'd learned about life, and I'd found the why in the town I love so well. When I returned
how my eyes were burned to see how it's bound to be brought to its knees. How the armored car and the bombed out bar and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed by the old gas yard wall, and the damn barbed wire gets higher and higher with their tanks and guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirits in truth never grow. So they'll not forget till their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost bright, brand new day in the town I love so well.
And that was Paddy Riley and the town I love so well, and no doubt especially to Joe and Nora and Dolly, and they live over there in the Commons East. And it comes to you all with best wishes from Elsie and Perry. And I hope, Joe, that you're keeping well. And this next dedication goes to our own Mairead Ní Bhealaitheán. And for any listeners who do not know Mairead, Mairead was our very first DJ here at Radio Ní Éill and brought many happy hours of lovely music to our listeners all day long, from early morning to 6 o'clock in the evening. And at the moment, Mairead is in there in Holles Street Hospital in St. Joseph's, Unit 5. And she has a beautiful baby girl. And she's going to call the baby Esther Patricia. And she really is gorgeous. I saw her there the other day. And she has a big mop of black hair. And very best wishes to Mairead and her husband and the family. And, of course, the new baby. And this is a song that I know Mairead is very fond of, and it's Foster and Allen, and after all these years, going out especially to you, Mairead.
My darling, come to me. Sit you down easily and rest a while near the soft firelight, cold as the night, but warm is my heart with pride, having you by my side. You're still my guiding light after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days when all hope had gone. You're still the I'll ever hold near. And I love you after all these years. Time from me passes on, and I'm growing old. A lifetime nearly gone, I cannot unfold. Nice, dark and cold, what warm is your hand in mine? Feeble with ageless time, the light of love still shines after all these years. Your soft assuring way, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest day, when all hope had gone. You're still the only one I'll ever hold near. And I love you after all these years. I still love you after all these years. And
that was Foster and Allen, and after all these years, going out very specially to Maureen and Villaton, who is at the moment in there in Hollis Street Hospital, and her lovely new baby daughter, Esther. And very best wishes to you all, and also to your husband and to the children at home. And we're all looking forward to Thursday, Maureen, when you will be home again. Miss the chat in the afternoon. So see you on Thursday, please God. And we're going down now to North Street, and we're going to say hello to Phyllis Davis. And Phyllis is at home at the moment too with a cold, and I hope that you're feeling better, Phyllis. And for you, we have a song from Brendan Quinn, and it's Ravishing Ruby.
Ravishing Ruby, she's been around for a while. Ravishing Ruby, she was a truck stop child, born in the back of a ring, somewhere near L.A. Ravishing Ruby, you poured a lot of hot coffee in your day. Ravishing Ruby, believe anything you say, just like her daddy said he'd be back someday. She was just 14, she grew up wild and free, and all the time she's been waiting on him, she's been waiting on you and me. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk got back, her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was his daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby, ain't got time for guys like me and you. Ravishing Ruby, a beautiful young girl now. Ravishing Ruby, she made a solemn vow, waiting on Smiling Jack, he'll come rolling. She wants to see him, she wants to touch him, either way, dead or alive. Ravishing Ruby, she sleeps in a bunk got back. Her days and nights are filled with dreams of a man named Smiling Jack. That was her daddy's name, and that's all she ever knew. Ravishing Ruby ain't got time for guys like me and you. As I awaken from my sleep, with the last touch of her sweet lips, Lord, like a whisper upon my cheek, and I curse the sun for rising, cause of her, Lord, has just begun. Cause this morning she's just sleeping, but come sundown she'll be gone. That I place beneath her head, and the stars still feel warm, Lord, where she lay upon my bed, and it hurts. Has yet to come, cause this morning she's just leaving, but come sundown she'll be gone. That's a girl I love in a town way down in Dixie beneath the stars up above. She was the sweetest girl ever did see. So I held her in my arms and told her of her many charms, and I kissed her while the brass band played the Bonaparte Street. All the world was
night, and I heard her say, please don't you go away. So I held her in my arms and told her over many times, and I kissed her while everybody played Bonaparte's Retreat. Everybody.
And those last three numbers were sung for you there by Brendan Quinn. And we're going now to Macaulay Road in Artane, and we're going to say hello to Joan and Frank Kavanagh. And for you we have a song from Jim Reeves and I Won't Forget You.
I know that I won't forget you, for I've loved you too much for too long. Though you don't want me now, I'll still love you till the breath in my body is gone. How it is with me, and you'll always be the only love I ever. I'll forget many things in my lifetime, but my darling, I won't forget you. That's how it is with me, and you'll always be the only love I ever knew. Many things in my life change, but I won't forget you.
South of the border, hey, I know a lad, he's got more fun than anybody's had. Don't got no worries, don't got no dough. Everybody's wondering about Mexico. In old Mexico, they call him Zaramba King. Leads all the women around on a string. When they go out, they get a million thrills. But the lovely senoritas wind up with the bills. Dancing, romancing, always on the go. Sun shining down on Mexican Joe. All along the bay, people want to see him when he comes their way. He spreads so much joy everywhere he goes. Everyone shouts, Viva la Mexican Joe. He likes to gamble at poker, he's an ace. He's always lucky with the cards that got a base. At winning the money, he is sure a whiz. But when they win, they don't select, cause they don't know where he is. Dancing, romancing, always on the go. Sun shining down on Mexican Joe. Thank you.
don't got no income tax, cause he don't got no dough. Still he gets along just fine, how we'll never know. He's got everything he wants, the girl, a drink, a song. If we use his formula, we surely can't go wrong. His favorite playground is anywhere there's girls. He's got that something that sets their hearts awhirl. It couldn't be his money, cause he ain't got a peso. But when he wants a kiss, all he gotta do is say so. Dancing, romancing, always on the go. Sun shining down on Mexico Joe.
And there you had two new friends, Jim Reeves, and they were I Won't Forget You and Mexican Joe. And they are now especially to Joan and Frank Kavner, and they live at 15 Macaulay Road in Artane. And we're going now to 15 Hazelwood Drive in Artane also, and we're going to say hello to Mr. Isaac Riley. And I hope that you are keeping very well, Mr. Riley, as we haven't been talking to you for a long time. And I'd also like to say hello to your daughter Kay and son-in-law John, and they live at 114 Rathose Avenue in Finglas, and also to Betty and Ed and Maureen and Brendan. And I know that this is a favourite song of yours, and it's Paddy Riley and the Rose of Allendale.
When Mary left her Highland home and wandered forth with me, all the flowers decked the mountainside and fragrance filled the vale. By far the sweetest flower there was the Rose of Allendale. Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, by far the sweetest flower there was the Rose of Allendale. Where to the east and to the west, and faith begins to lower. Consoling still was she to me in sorrow's lonely hour. Oh, the tempest rang my lonely boat and wreck the quivering sail. One maiden fond withstood the storm was the Rose of Allendale.
Everybody, come on.
Sweet Rose of Allendale, sweet Rose of Allendale, one maiden fond with dull storm was the Rose of Allendale. And when my feeble limbs were parched on Africa, burning sand, she whispered hopes of happiness and dreams of foreign lands. My life has been a wilderness, I'm blessed by fortune or gain. had faith not linked my love to her. The rose of Valentine, sweet rose of Valentine, sweet rose of Valentine, had faith not linked my love to her. Sweet rose of Valentine.
Everybody, come on.
Sweet rose of Valentine.
Lovely.
Sweet rose of Valentine. And faith not linked my love. Sweet rose of Allendale.
Thank you very much. Good night.
And that was Paddy Riley and the Rose of Allendale, and that went out especially to Mr. Isaac Riley at 15 Hazelwood Drive in Artane, and also to Isaac's daughter Betty and son-in-law John, and Maureen and Brendan, and Betty and Bez. And I do hope that you're all keeping very well. And if you were listening earlier on in the morning, you will know that Mairead is at the moment in Hollis Street Hospital in St. Joseph's Ward, and Mairead has a baby daughter, and I do know that you will enjoy that good news also. And we have another lovely song coming up now, and it's sung by Leon, and it's called The Rose.
It is a river that drowns a tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor that leaves your soul to bleed. Some say love. Can't see
And that was Leon and the Rose. And we're going out to St. Ronan's, and we're going to say hello to Chrissy Dunn and also to Rory O'Donoghue, who is at home from school today sick. And we're going to Glasmow Park to say hello to Tommy and Maureen Mackin. And for you all, we have Johnny Barrett and a song entitled Today's Teardrops.
Today's teardrops and tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, we're gonna see the sky the blue. Have a good time getting started. Maybe you're a little downhearted. All you've got to do is count to ten. Baby, you'll be smiling then. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, we're gonna see the sky blue. Going to be just loving Dennis, the one to hear nothing but sadness. Come a little closer, come a little near, which kiss you're bound to see. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, we're gonna see the sky the blue. Today's teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow's rainbows we will share, me and you. So dry your eyes, little girl, dry your eyes, we're gonna see the sky the blue. And we're gonna see the sky the blue.
And that was Johnny Barrett and Today's Teardrops, going out especially to Chrissy Dunn in St. Cronin's, and also Rory O'Donoghue, and to Maureen and Tommy Mackin, and they live in Glasmore Park. And we're going to the Watery Lane now, and this dedication is going to Billy and Anne Harrington. And for you, Billy and Anne, we have Boxcar Willie and Lonesome Whistle.
When the evening train goes by, I heard that long, long, some whistle. I'll be locked here in this cell till my body's just as good and my hair turns whiter than snow. I'll never see that gal of mine. Lord, I'm in Georgia doing time. I heard that honk, 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 some whistles. Oh.
That one is Boxcar Willie and Lonesome Whistling, and that one went to Billy and Ann Harrington, and they live at the Watery Lane. And we're going off to the Commons East to say hello to Ellen and George McGrain. And for you we have a song from Brian Call, and it's Crown of Thorns.